Contracting and outsourcing. Contracting out activities to third parties can take many forms, including outsourcing and offshoring, or the use of service providers such as third and fourth party logistics providers. Outsourcing is a popular term, but it isn't always the correct one. For example, if the organization never did an activity in the first place and then finds a third party to provide that capability, it isn't really outsourcing it, but is instead contracting for those services. However, outsourcing is commonly used interchangeably with contracting out, so this topic treats it as a synonym. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines outsourcing as the process of having suppliers provide goods and services that were previously provided internally. Outsourcing involves substitution, the replacement of internal capacity and production by that of the supplier. Outsourcing can be contrasted with insourcing, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as using the firm's internal resources to provide goods and services. A synonym for outsourcing is subcontracting, which involves sending production work outside to another manufacturer. Trends in contracting. Anything that can be digitized can be contracted out globally. As a consequence, many corporations have sought out the cheapest labor sources in a wide variety of occupations. This outsourcing takes place in many directions, not only from developed countries to emerging economies. Developed countries now outsource to one another. Japanese car companies once made inroads into U.S. and European markets with low-priced automobiles. When the competition responded and transportation costs increased, the Japanese car companies began moving production closer to customers in countries such as the U.S. and Canada. Similarly, American car companies are now successfully manufacturing American cars in China for sale to Chinese consumers. Another trend in contracting is the use of smart contracts. Smart contracts use blockchain technology, a distributed ledger that forms a chain of permanent records, one secure chain link at a time, to make contracts more legally defensible because the record, once agreed to by all parties, is almost impossible to surreptitiously alter. The contracting process can also be conducted remotely and quickly. However, a smart contract can be amended fairly easily by adding another link in the chain to the blockchain ledger, following agreement by all parties. Examples of supply chain contracting. Many of the Fortune 1000 companies contract out multiple business processes, from payroll to manufacturing. The following are some outsourcing examples related to supply chain management. Supplier relationship management, SRM. SRM organizations with experience in a particular region could assume responsibility for transactional purchasing or supplier sourcing, contract negotiation, two-way communications of expectations, and compliance management. Outsourced SRM can also provide strategic support for alliances such as spend analysis or facilitating design collaboration. Manufacturing. Manufacturing can be contracted out to organizations that have advantages in labor costs, are located closer to raw materials, or have special expertise in producing products or sub-assemblies efficiently at expected quality levels. Logistics and logistics management. Third and fourth party logistics providers are ways of contracting out logistics operations or its management. Customer relationship management, CRM. CRM suppliers may provide call centers or advanced telephony services, like universal queue or voice recognition, database collection and management, and online service agents. The best CRM suppliers train their service representatives in their clients' products and processes to make performance seamless. Information systems. Offshore development of custom technology applications can reduce labor costs significantly. Software as a service, SaaS, can be seen as a way to limit investment in software, hardware, and support staff for systems that otherwise become obsolete quickly. Benefits of contracting. Potential benefits of contracting out activities include the following. Economies of scale. A third-party provider with a core competency in the activity may have numerous customers for the given activity and therefore can spread its fixed costs over more units of the good or service. Risk reduction. Contracting transfers risks, such as demand uncertainty, to the third-party provider. The provider may be better equipped to manage demand uncertainty by spreading forecasts over a larger number of customers. It may handle many more orders than those brought in by any one of its clients, which reduces risks through risk pooling. The outsourcing provider may also be able to react more rapidly to changes in customer demand. increased capital available for investment, since some of the capital required to engage in the outsourced activity is supplied by the third-party provider, the enterprise has more capital available for research, payment of dividends, debt reduction, etc. Clear focus. An organization contracts out an activity only if it is not a core competency in most cases. This increases the organization's ability to focus on core competencies. Access to new technologies. The third-party provider, because it focuses on the outsourced activity as a core competency, is more likely to have the latest and most effective resources for carrying out that activity. Indeed, if it is to maintain its market share, it must keep up with advances in strategy and technology. Access to regional benefits or avoidance of regional issues. A third party may operate in a market that is currently underserved and so can provide better market access. The third party also may be able to help the organization avoid certain regional issues, such as requirements for majority local ownership. Faster development cycle times. The third-party supplier's technical expertise may enable the enterprise to accelerate development time for new products or services. Complexities of contracting. Contracting reduces some complexities, since the organization will no longer need to perform or directly administer certain tasks. At the same time, it increases the complexity of other forms of business administration, especially for monitoring and controlling and risk management. Risks include poor quality, intellectual property theft, supplier corruption/fraud, or failure to maintain organizational policies such as for worker protection or environmental sustainability. These all relate to a higher risk of reputation damage, so organizations need well-developed contract clauses, legal review, audit functions to verify compliance, and enforcement mechanisms.